Okay, so just started our recording. So welcome. Today is Thursday, October 6th, 2022. Thank you all for attending this virtual Henderson County Environmental Advisory Committee meeting. This meeting is being recorded. My name is Amy Schmitty, and I'm the new Environmental Programs Coordinator. So I'll serve as the staff liaison and secretary for the EAC, replacing Christine. So a few housekeeping notes. All EAC participants, you can, when you get a chance, can mute yourself and then unmute if you have something to say, just to help minimize feedback and background noise. If you're viewing on a computer and using phone audio, make sure to keep that on mute as well to avoid feedback. And then during the meeting, each EAC member must identify themselves during roll call. And I'll go through roll call momentarily to see who is here. And then we'll keep in mind that the general statute states that all chats, instant messages, text, or other written communication between members of the public body regarding the transaction of the public business during the remote meeting are deemed a public record. And if you have any technical difficulties, you can email me for assistance. So I'm gonna go through roll call for the requirements. I'll call each member's name. And then if you could unmute and restate your name that you're present. And then I didn't get any public comment. I haven't heard that there's any public comment as of now. So let's see. So I'm gonna go through our list. So let's see, Steven. If you could unmute and state your name.
Steven Tillotson.
Thank you. Let's see, Chris.
Chris Berg.
Thank you. Sissy.
Sissy Owen, present.
Thank you. Neil.
Neil Brown is here.
Thank you. Nancy.
Nancy the S.
Thank you. Jay.
Jay Napustik.
And Michael.
Michael Savage.
Awesome. Thank you all so much. So the first thing that I had was for us to, and I will, let me share my screen really quickly, is for us just to approve the summary from the April meeting, which would have been the last meeting when Christine was last here. So let me see. And I believe that you all should have received that. And I know a couple of you were not on this committee yet, but let's see.
Neil moves to approve the summary as distributed by Amy.
Perfect. Thanks, Neil. Is there anyone who can second that?
Steven, I can second.
Okay. And then all in favor?
Aye.
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 Awesome. Aye. Thank you. Okay. So then I will pop over to our meeting agenda for today. And I think it should be mostly the same as what I sent out before. I might have just added a couple just clarifications on what we needed to talk about. So if we could, if there's someone who can make a motion to approve today's agenda.
Neil will move to approve the agenda for today's meeting as changed and shown right now by Amy.
Thank you. Is there someone who can second that?
Second it.
And then all in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, awesome. Well, thank you all. Like I said, this is my first time doing this, so a little different for me. Let's see. So new business would be introductions. And so I'd like to just give a quick introduction since I think I've only met Nancy in person, I believe. And I haven't had a chance to meet anyone else in person. So again, my name is Amy Schmitty, and I've been in this role for I think 3 months now. So I started at the beginning of July, and I have come from a mostly an environmental education background. So I moved to North Carolina from Syracuse, New York about 8 years ago, and had an AmeriCorps position and participated in that for a couple of years, and have had varying environmental education positions since then. And Christine, I had known from environmental education workshops and from when she worked at GreenWorks. So that is actually how I found out about this position. So it's great to meet y'all virtually, and hopefully we'll be able to meet in person at some point. Let's see, I know we have a couple of new EAC members. So Jay, if you wouldn't mind telling us a
little. Sure. My name is Jay Naparstek, and I am retired, but my background is 30 years in regulatory, environmental regulatory programs for the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. I focused mostly on our cleanup programs. So that's it.
Thanks, Jay. Okay. And then Nancy, if you wouldn't mind.
Hi there, I'm Nancy Diaz. I was born and raised here in Henderson County. And currently I work with Mountain True. I'm the Southern Regional Director. And I'm excited to be on this board or committee.
Thanks, Nancy. Let's see. So our next agenda item was to discuss an EAC chair. So I know Andy Myers was the previous chair, but has since rolled off. And I know, Neil, there was talks of you potentially rolling into that position, but since you roll off, I believe, next June.
I'm done next June 30th, I'm termed out. I don't think it would be to this committee's benefit to have me be the chair for 6 months.
Yeah, and that is totally fine. So I just wanted to kind of open that up for discussion and see if there's someone who might want to step into that role. And if so, then I can make a recommendation to the board to put that person in place as chair. Go ahead, Sissy.
There, sorry. Can you tell us what the chair does?
Yes, so from my understanding, the chair's main role is to facilitate the meetings and then to, trying to think of what it's called, the annual summary is also the chair's part of their role is to kind of consolidate what has happened with the EAC throughout the year and to present that to the board or send that off. We can send that to the board once they have that summary.
Can I suggest Jay?
No, I think I'm going to decline at this point since it's my first meeting. I think I'd like to get more familiar with the committee first before I take on a chair role. But thank you, Sissy.
I know Nancy has a lot of administrative background.
I feel inclined to pull a Jay and say this is my first meeting and I'd like to know a little bit more about the committee before committing.
May I, Amy?
The chair.
Just a thought, and I will regret saying what I'm about to say. If somebody who is feeling that they might be a good chair but is reticent because this is their first meeting, could we have that person as vice chair? And, you know, maybe 6 months, based on what I've learned in the last 3 years in this group, maybe I can pass some smidgen of intelligence off to that person, and they would be stepping in next July 1st. Just a thought.
I think that sounds reasonable. And I know when I spoke with Christine recently, she had mentioned how ideally she thought that would make the most sense, is that there would be someone who would serve as the vice chair who hopefully could step into that chair position. But this is all up to you all on how, you know, who you would like to fill that role as chair. And I'd like to discuss who maybe would fill that vice chair role as well. So Neil, it sounds like you maybe would be interested in filling that in the meantime.
I'd be willing to do it so that we can move on to the important issues, yes. And also have some good prep in for the year starting July 1st.
Question, when would the annual report be put out?
Chris, that's a great question, and I'm not positive of that. My guess would that it would be at the end of the fiscal year, but let me make a note to find that out, and I'll get that information to y'all. Great. Well, Neil, if you're okay with it, I might see if someone would like to make a motion to approve that Neil takes the chair position in this in-between.
I make a motion that Neil take the chair position for the remaining 7 months.
I'll second Sissy's motion.
Great. And all in favor, say aye.
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 Great. So I will make that recommendation to the board and let them know that Neil feels comfortable and interested in taking that position in this meantime for this in-between period. Great. Thank you, Neil. Let's see. And then I also put on the agenda to talk about and discuss the vice chair. So vice chair, from my understanding, is just someone who would step in to take the place if the chair is not available, not present to lead the meeting, would lead the meetings in their absence. And then ideally would take over once they roll off the committee, if that is appropriate. So I'd like to open that up, see if there's anyone interested in that position. And that we can vote on internally. That does not need to be sent to the Board of Commissioners. Go ahead, Sissy.
I know Chris and Nancy and Jay well, and all three are very, very dedicated, talented people. I apologize, I don't know Michael and Steven. So you've got some good people, and one of them just need to say, and would it be how long would be the term so they would know what they're stepping into?
I believe that we make that decision, if I remember correctly from the bylaws, that we would make that decision as a committee. And so I think that if, you know, I would assume that it would be for the 2-year term, but if a change needed to happen, we could make that internally, the EAC could make that decision.
I'm happy to support Neil in the vice chair position. And the whole committee.
Thanks, Nancy. All right, so I will, someone want to make a motion to approve Nancy as filling that vice chair role?
This is Sissy. I make a motion to have Nancy as vice chair to Neil Brown.
I will also second that one.
And all in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy, and thank you all. All right.
And related, can I jump in for 15 seconds, Amy?
Please.
After this meeting ends, Amy and Nancy, I'm going to drop you a quick email, see if the three of us can get together physically, hopefully, over coffee, just to share ideas, thoughts, how the heck we're going to proceed, et cetera, if that's agreeable with the two of you.
Sounds good to me. Thanks, Neil.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.
I'll get it out tonight. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right. Well, thank you all. Let's see. Our next agenda item is I kind of chatted with Christine about putting this agenda together, and she thought this might be helpful for us to talk about some EAC priorities for the fiscal year that we're currently in, so 22-23, and open it up to see if there are certain things the committee wants to accomplish, potential field trips or guests you might want me to help coordinate. And I know that is also, the Board of Commissioners will also help to field what we are working on, but as at this current moment, I don't believe that there is anything in particular that they want the EAC working on. So I just wanted to open it up, see if there's anything that you all have as priorities that we may want to try to focus on, or that EAC might want to try to focus on.
I think the obvious one is to work on our old business item of the letter about the comprehensive plan. perhaps we could somehow communicate with Ms. Biancooley about all the reported, survey input and public hearing input to get a maybe a little better grounding for that.
Yeah, I plan to do that today, so that's why I'm on here.
Go ahead, Neil.
Amy, it just occurs to me I should also get hold of Andy, since he's not on this call. Last spring, he had asked each of us, we formed into subgroups, to get in input on various aspects of the comp plan. I don't know how many responded. I know Sissy and I did, but I should get that info from him also. He may already have a good chunk of our response done. So I'll email him tonight as well.
Okay, that sounds great.
And by the way, the annual report last year, we voted to approve it in April at our April meeting. So
okay.
Sounds like you're right, Amy, about fiscal year dependent.
Great. Thank you for clarifying that. Yes, Sissy.
I'm in favor of the field trips. They have all been inspiring and impressive, and it's great to be able to get out and see what this little community is really doing.
Great. And then I think I saw, Steven, did you have raise your hand?
Yeah, I was trying to use my Zoom features there. To tag on with Sissy's suggestion, I mean, more minor business, but a field trip suggestion. Towards the end of our last meeting activity, I was raised my hand and become a liaison with the Bee City Hendersonville group.
Great.
And they're based out of Bullington Gardens. So not that we have to storm one of their meetings, but Patrice Germain, who's on staff there and is coordinating the Bee City group, I'm sure she'd be happy to host us for a garden visit and talk about natives and pollinators and activities. Both the gardens and the Bee City group are recommending to the city as their direct connection, but affects the broader county as well, and how we might be able to coordinate or at least support their missions.
That sounds
good. And at some point, maybe a new business, I can provide just a little bit of update of some activities they have been doing when it's appropriate.
Great, thanks, Steven. That sounds wonderful. Any other field trip suggestions or things that EAC might want to focus on? Sissy?
Was there some talk about some new equipment going in to do some composting or something?
Yeah, I have some updates on composting, so I can touch base on that soon.
That was quite interesting.
Yeah, and the day when the get down on my agenda, the densifier comes online, that'd be a interesting piece of hardware to show off as well in a new recycling outstream of ours for the county. Might be further down the line, I imagine, for field trips.
Yeah, that sounds great. We could probably make that happen, or y'all could come see that once it's up and running. All right, any other suggestions or thoughts on that topic? Okay, great. Well, our next new business item was, I just wanted to throw this on here because the bylaws, as I was looking through them, had not been updated since, I believe it was 2011. And let me see if I can share, pull those up. So July of 2011. So the main thing that I had noticed was just the meeting times. And the frequency was not consistent with what was currently happening. So currently the EAC is meeting bi-monthly, and on the bylaws, it's still listed as quarterly. So that was my main thought, but I wanted to kind of add that to the agenda just in case anyone noticed anything else that may need to be updated. It looks like we can, or the EAC can make those decisions and then pass those off to the board and make those final changes as needed. Does anyone have any? Yeah, go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, I have to bring up an issue here. I like these virtual meetings. Right now, I'm in a battle with the Hendersonville city attorney, who is assistant at every committee, subcommittee, nematode, et cetera, must meet in person. Have you gotten, now the city council is going to address this again at this meeting last night, because I let them know that the county meeting we're in right now is virtual. So why can't city meetings be virtual? All that aside, have you cleared this with the county attorney that it's okay for us to meet virtually now that the emergency order for the at the state level has ceased?
Great question, Neil. I have not, I wasn't really aware. Christine had just, I knew that she was running them virtually, so I was just kind of picking up where she left off, but I'll check in on that to make sure that this is okay for us to be meeting virtually, or if we are supposed to be meeting in person. So maybe I can, might make sense for me to find that information out and then maybe revisit the bylaws. That way we know, kind of have clarity on that or any changes might be made.
Okay.
Amy, feel free to connect with me after this meeting and we can talk about it.
Okay, thanks, Jana.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking through the bylaws as written now, I see it says committee can change schedule of regular meetings without necessity approval of board. We just need to notify them 7 days in advance. So if we prefer this regular schedule, we just need to post it pretty much to the board and make it public, it sounds like. Man, I also saw that our annual report should be turned in no later than July 1st. So I think we were always worked on a pretty good proactive schedule that way.
You raise a good point. This is Neil. I guess technically we have not approved a meeting schedule for this year starting July 1st, since this board hasn't met since April. Sorry to throw all these curveballs at you, Amy, but
typically, it's by calendar year. Like, we have 7 committees that we staff in the planning department, and we always do it by the calendar year. But it's whatever you guys have been doing. So if it's been a whole year since you've adopted a calendar, then yes, you would need to adopt a new one.
Yeah, we do it by calendar year and at the city level.
Yeah, it might be by calendar year, because I know on the website we already have through December listed, but that would have been something Christine had done, I believe, so.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Well, unless anyone feels differently, do we want to hold off on EAC until I find out about virtual versus in-person? Does that sound okay? Yes, Sissy.
But do we still want to go ahead and decide if we want to do every 2 months or every 3 months at this point? Because the next meeting in theory would be in December. If I'm glad that works fine for me at this point, but do we want to go ahead? Do we have to? You tell us what we need to do.
That sounds fine. If y'all want to decide on whether you want to keep it bi-monthly, or go back to the quarterly, like it says on the bylaws. That's fine if y'all want to vote on that today. Does someone have a preference?
Monthly, bi-monthly, sorry.
Bi-monthly, so keep what we're doing now, what the EAC has been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm hesitant to back off to a quarterly.
What was that?
Yeah. I would second Neil and Sissy's thought, especially since we've published, referenced on the website that we have bi-monthly meetings October and December coming up. Let's just finish out the calendar year as it was approved in the beginning.
Agree, and since this is a possible thing that the general public might be concerned about our views on the comprehensive plan, I think trying to stay open while that's still up in the air is a good idea.
Great. Sounds like, go ahead, Jay.
Can I, when this is appropriate, can I just ask someone to talk about what the comprehensive plan is? I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, I think I've got that. That's our next item.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Thanks, Jay. No, that's okay. Okay, great. So it sounds like we'll stick with our bi-monthly. So the first Thursday bi-monthly at 3 p.m. Is there someone who would like to make a motion to approve that, keeping that schedule?
It looks like December 1st, yeah, is yeah. Our next meeting scheduled. And then at that time, maybe we can set a schedule for the 2023.
Okay, that sounds good. Great. All right. So we'll move on to old business, and we have the comprehensive plan listed as our next item. And since I was not here for any of the work that the EAC had done, I would love if there was someone who would want to step in. Jana, maybe it might be appropriate for you to pop in if you have a moment to talk about it as well.
I mean, I know, so the last EIC meeting that I went to, I think Andy was chairing it, and it was, I had communication with him afterward, but basically the EIC had come up with some letters that they submitted as basically their, I guess, not public comment, but like your advice. But there was also some form of survey that you guys did internally, and I didn't see any like actual survey results. So I'm not sure if the survey results summarized were in those letters that Andy sent or if those are different.
Yeah, if I can jump in, Amy, I can't really add anything to that. I have the survey in front of me with a notation that each of us was supposed to get our comments in by January 15th. And then I have a note at our February meeting that the deadline was extended by group consensus. That's another thing I'll have to get from Andy tonight or very soon.
Jay, did you have something you wanted to...
Yeah, I was just going to ask if someone could just quickly what the comprehensive plan is and whose plan it is, just so I could understand what we're talking about.
Yep, so it's your plan. It's everybody's plan. So Henderson County is doing a 2045 comprehensive plan, which will replace the current 2020 plan. It's required by the state of North Carolina for any county or government that has zoning. So because we have zoning, we are required to do this comprehensive plan that mainly focuses on land use, but there are a lot of other elements in the plan as well. It's very high level, it's policy, it's not regulatory. So it is a guiding document for our land development code of ordinances. So as of now, there's nothing in this plan that would automatically change any of the laws, but that is expected to come in the years after the adoption of the plan. And so it's something we started last January. Surveys were mailed out with all the real and personal tax bills. So even if you don't own a home, you would have, if you own a vehicle, you would have received a survey in the mail, and we kicked up that off last year. And now we have a full draft plan document that we're getting public feedback on. And Andy had sent me y'all's feedback, and because it was on the agenda today, I just thought I would speak to like what I had saw and read and how some of those things aren't necessarily something that would go in a policy document, but the overall themes I feel like are pretty well reflected in the draft plan. But you can go to hendersoncounty2045.com and you can pull up the document from there if you want to look at it.
Okay, thank you. I'll take a look at it.
Neil and others, do you know if the survey, the internal survey that Andy set up, if that's still available for new committee members to complete?
I do not know. I know where to find it. I'm gonna go on mute and on video for a minute and see if I can hunt it down. Bear with me, please.
And for the committee members that were around the time of that meeting, can you explain a little bit what the goal was with the letters, or explain what's the history of the EAC's action towards the comprehensive plan? Yeah.
I don't remember totally, but I know we talked about like developments, for example, and use of space and just generally how to protect our beautiful environment was kind of where we were headed. Neil and Chris probably would remember more, and it probably would behoove us to maybe table this until Neil can get with Andy and get us all up and running again with what's happened and what do we need to do now to be ready for the December 1st meeting, because we do have some new people, and I have to say it was some months ago, and the brain ain't what it used to be.
I can second that, Sissy. At an early age it starts, but it's piecemeal that I remember as well. We did, several members went and observed these local information sessions and saw how the public try to get a gleam off that. What we saw were priorities the public was submitting of concerns and interest, as well as trying to notice maybe who was not represented and things that might be missing in this process. And we wanted to compile our ideas into actionable items that may support the development of this plan to being truly comprehensive for our county. But the steps in that and getting our subcommittees on specific topics of the plan kind of fizzled after April and staff turnover and stuff. So we need to regroup on the subject.
Let me just jump in, and I encourage y'all, if you are still wanting to kind of circle back around and submit something other than what's already been submitted, do that soon. Like, you might need to call a special called meeting or something, because the planning board is, we've just finished all of our public input meetings. We did 5 public input meetings. So we're going to take all of that content to the planning board then in like 2 weeks. Then they're going to discuss any changes they might want to have in the plan. And then the next time they'd meet, they would potentially recommend adoption. And then in December, the Board of Commissioners would have the public hearing. And then their next meeting, they would adopt it. So like, the time is now.
And is there something updated we can see that's going to be brought to the planning board that'll kind of give us focus?
So when y'all had done this, there wasn't a draft plan. The whole plan has been drafted now. So since y'all have submitted your stuff, which was part of the drafting of the plan, so hendersoncounty2045.com is where you go to read the plan. And if you read the plan and feel like y'all still want to add more, coming from, as an internal committee to the county, just get me that information before November.
Yeah, this is Neil. I never saw the final document that this committee sent to the comp plan unit. So I'm not sure exactly what our input was or to what extent it was accepted.
There were two different documents, and one of them, I'm driving right now, otherwise I'd pull it up, but I can forward it back to Amy so she can distribute it to y'all if y'all didn't get a copy. But one of the documents was about affordable housing, and then the other one was more environmentally based, had to do with transportation. So it was more like have encouraged grant money for EVs and looking at EVs for the county fleet and stuff like that. That's I remember off the top of my head.
Well, the draft plan online is from September 9th, so we haven't had, as a committee, we haven't had time to review and make comments and work together on that.
I'd like to suggest this committee, given that there was something like a couple of hundred visitors to a county commission meeting in early September that kind of tried to put input on often environmental concerns with the plan, that we take a look at opening a special meeting on this before the planning commission meeting on it is put together.
I'm sorry to interject, but I have to dispel and all information. So 400 people came out to the county commissioners before anyone saw the plan. So there was, I still don't know what happened. Something had happened or someone told somebody, and it was all based on, it couldn't have been based on facts because the plan wasn't publicly available. It wasn't even available to our planning board members or even our board of commissioners. It was only internal. So I just caution people to say, from saying that 400 people reacted to the plan, because that's impossible. They reacted to something they felt was happening that was not. So definitely, because it was like, I think it was 4 days later, the plan was actually posted. So I would just encourage y'all, because I have your comments, I have your two pages. If you want to give more than that, feel free, go for your special call meeting. But I just wanted to make sure that I clarified the facts.
Thank you.
Gianna, when are comments due on the proposed plan?
It would just be most helpful to get it to us before the planning board talks about it at their October 20th meeting.
Oh. Okay. Amy, I'm reviewing my notes from the last 8 months. This is Neil. I'm seeing where at our February meeting, we decided to send the survey out again to this group. I have no reflection that was ever done. I hesitate to say this, but I think as a committee, given how far down the road the county commissioners are, our chance to give meaningful input to them regarding the comp plan is in our rearview mirror. We probably don't have time in the less than 2 weeks remaining to give something cohesive.
Amy, this is Sissy.
Yes.
It seems like it might be a good idea if we all read the Henderson County doc, and then maybe, I mean, like within the next couple of days, and then sent you our suggestion about whether we feel like we need to call a quick meeting, maybe even next week, to determine if we can provide any further input to the county commissioners. So then, and if, you know, if it's ruled that, you know, it's on the dock is all we can do, then we'll just at least all be aware of what we're facing.
Go ahead, Jay.
I'm wondering if we're going to go ahead and relook at this or look at this draft of the document, if we could also see what the committee has submitted previously to the planning board, just so we can compare what we submitted versus what they put out. So I don't know how we get that. If anybody has that available, if they could pass it around.
Yeah, I believe Jana said that she could get that to me.
I said I was going to forward that.
Perfect. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, John.
Great. Does that sound okay to everyone? What Sissy suggested, take a look at those documents that were submitted before and look at the current comprehensive draft plan and then decide via email. Okay. Great.
Amy, if I may, and I'm sorry to be a PETA here, folks. But we spent so many months just trying to get this collective body, those of us who were on this collective body last fiscal year, trying to get us to respond. Can I get a commitment from everybody to get his or her thoughts to Amy no later than, say, noon this coming Monday? Time is super tight, folks. You know, the whole plan is only... it's not that long. I mean, I've read it a couple times. You can skim through it meaningfully in less than half an hour. So now if you can find that time this weekend, it would help us get something tangible done.
I can handle that.
Same.
Agree.
Sure.
Great. That sounds like a good plan, and I'll be on the lookout for those comments Monday, and for them from there we can decide if, or the EAC can decide if it makes sense to push forward and try to make some more comments on that, or if what has already been submitted seems sufficient. Okay. Great.
I'm gonna pop off if unless you guys need anything else.
I think that should be okay. I think we're good, Jana. Thanks for popping on here.
Yeah, no problem. Bye, guys.
All right, great. Do you all feel okay moving on to the next item? Seems like we've got a good plan. Okay, awesome. So, and this is something that I'm hoping someone could fill me in on, as well as the new committee members, is the Eco Heroes Award. I just kind of was curious what has been going on with that, if there's any updates.
Hey, Sissy, I'm not aware of any updates. There were three people I know in the original group of heroes, and one of them was Kim Bailey with the city, for example. And so I think that it's not gotten the word out enough to get the public to who would know people, and they're sort of relying on our small group to know people who are doing things, and we're just not widespread enough, I would say. So I don't know if that's what we want to accomplish, or do we want to let it quietly die? I don't know.
Was it... For the Eco Heroes, was it awarded like once a year, or was there any like specifics to how that took place?
There are published guidelines for it, and the public can submit through your webpage, Amy. There's a link right underneath, you know, our EAC information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had seen that, but I wasn't great.
Could dig out an old copy. I worked on it with some staff, come up with the guidelines, but I know the final was approved, so it's got to exist in your filing cabinet somewhere nearby.
Okay.
If I can't get to it. We had decided to limit the number per year so it wouldn't oversaturate, but we wanted a minimum, hopefully, recommended by our group to the commissioners to approve. And then there was a certain annual meeting, I think, that we wanted, hoped for these heroes awards to be recognized in front of the Board of Commissioners. That's general background I've got for you.
Okay, thank you. Is the EAC, are you all interested in continuing with that? I wonder if we should make a, if the EAC should maybe make a plan for getting the word out more about that, that award program, or just kind of curious what your all thoughts are.
I think one possible way of going forward is a certain amount of outreach. The school district has been helpful in the past, and I'm thinking maybe the Chamber of Commerce might, there might be businesses that are doing interesting things with composting and such.
Yeah, I would suggest that we dig up the guidelines for it, and with a little less pressure than we need to respond to a comprehensive plan. But maybe we could distribute them and review them before the next meeting and then bring ideas of how to promote it. And that's exactly what we need, Chris, is like some good events, some good partners to get the word out, and by whatever our deadlines we had set before, we can use those as the goals with our partners to make some recommendations to us. And then hopefully a few will trickle in, and then we can start approving and recognizing.
That sounds great. I can try to find those guidelines. And if I can't find them, Christine, I'm sure knows where they're located. And then I can work to get those emailed out so everyone can glance at those. And then we can make sure that's back on the agenda for the next time we meet, if that sounds okay. Great. I was just going to give a quick update on what has been going on with environmental programs. And then after that, I'll just kind of see if there's anything else that we didn't touch base on that would be important for us to talk about. So since I started, we've had one household hazardous waste and paint collection day so far. We had 103 cars come through HHW and 139 come through paint collection. So that's great that those are being disposed of properly. And that was a pretty good turnout for that first event. We have another one coming up next Tuesday, and then our last one for the year in November. Our hard to recycle, go ahead.
Just one question, on just because I'm not familiar with it, on the paint collection, do they just take oil-based paints, or do they take in both oil-based and latex paints?
They take both, as far as I know.
They do? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they just can't be combined. They just need
Yep. Thanks.
But Jay, according to the county disposal, latex-based paints, if you let them dry, you can toss them out with regular trash.
Right, I knew that. And then I heard someone telling me the other day that they were taking their latex paints to the hazardous waste day, and I was kind of surprised by that. So I didn't know if that was the case actually or not.
Yeah, so there is a, like Neil said, if you can let them dry out, and some folks will vent them for 24 hours and add kitty litter. And I believe that it's only if they're less than half full that works well. If it's more full than that, sometimes they can be donated and reused if it's still good, or dropped off at the paint collection day.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So then we had our Hard to Recycle, which is a partnership with Asheville Greenworks. We had our event for Henderson County September 17th, I believe, and we had 303 cars come through. That's pretty good. I definitely think that there's some room to grow those, and we are scheduled to have another one in the spring, I believe in March, but we don't have a date or location set yet. The last one that we had was at Blue Ridge Community College. So we had talked about after that, I talked with one of the folks from Greenworks about potentially trying to move the location maybe to Mills River, and to see if maybe there's more more folks come through if it's at a different location. So, but still within Henderson County. So if you have any thoughts on locations that might be better, let me know. But we don't have anything set in place yet for the March one. So it's still working out those details.
Yeah, Amy, this is Stephen. I know a previous year they had done Mills River. that connected Christine to the park manager there. I think it had a pretty good turnout, but I think it's good to rotate it around the county because you do get communities that they've been holding on for a while and don't want to transport that far on that specific day. So
yeah. Thanks, Stephen. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm hoping, I think it would be good as well to kind of rotate those around and see if there are different turnouts depending on where it's located. So compost program update. The schools are up and running again, still the six that Christine had started with and still being collected by Atlas currently. So those schools started right at the beginning of the school year and those have been running relatively smoothly. So it's great to get them going again. There was also a grant that Christine had worked on and the county had received for a receiving bay for the compost. So that is in the works right now. We're working on getting the quotes for that receiving bay. And so it has not, no ground has been broken or anything on that, but it is still in the works to build that receiving bay. And that would help to take in more food waste at the convenience center and to bring more food waste over to the transfer station and process on site instead of contracting out. So that's in the works and I'll let you know as soon as we know when that will kind of get rolling and get working on building that receiving bay, but hopefully in the next few months. And then foam densifier, we just today scheduled a training. So the foam densifier has been purchased by the county and is on site at the transfer station. We are being trained, staff will be trained, I believe it's October 21st. So once we're trained and learn how to process that, we'll work on figuring out how we're going to start collecting and how frequently. Yes, Jay.
Sorry, can you just take a minute and talk about what a foam densifier is?
Yeah, absolutely. So the foam densifier, and I'm still new, so I'll give you what I know so far. So a big problem with foam, it can be recycled, but transporting it is really expensive because it's so lightweight, but it takes up so much space. A lot of it is just air. So the densifier breaks that down and compacts it into much more easily transported. And so that makes it a lot easier for us to collect it, and being able to process it on site makes it a lot more feasible to be collecting and recycling that foam instead of collecting it. And it would be costly to transport somewhere where they could to condense it.
So the foam is essentially packing material, is that what we're talking about?
Yes, yeah, packing. So we would be accepting packing material as well as food grade styrofoam, so both. So takeout containers, cups, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way to look at collecting foam from both the recycle center as well as the transfer station?
We could probably, do you mean, so collecting it at the convenience center, and will you explain that a little bit more for me, Chris? Sorry.
Well, I know that they're close by. I'm just wondering if there's a way to, you know, somehow make input to the system available at both drop-off points.
Yeah, so at the transfer station and the convenience center. Gotcha. Yeah, that's definitely something we could look into. I'm not sure logistically where they could collect it, but I can mention that when we start working on logistics of how to collect and everything. Yeah, thanks for that suggestion. And then last thing that I had was just the DC fast charger from that Volkswagen grant that was received. So that has not been put into place yet. There have been some changes with the DC fast charger, with the plans that were submitted, needed some updating. Now the plans are, instead of a one DC fast charger with a solar canopy, there had been, I believe, I want to say that someone told me that the company for the solar canopy is not in business anymore. So there have been, we're working on updating that contract and putting two DC fast chargers in place instead. But still moving with that and still still in plans to get that set up. I think those were my big updates. I'm sure I forgot some things, but Neil.
Looking at the bylaws you sent out, I see our authorized strength is 9. Obviously, we're not at that level. Do you have any idea what our status is with applications to join and when the commissioners might address that, please?
Yeah, thank you, Neil. Yes, that is something I meant to bring up and had forgotten, so I'm glad you brought that up. So the Board of Commissioners ultimately make that decision. There are currently 2 applications in, and last I heard, there's not been a decision made by the Board of Commissioners. So I can't remember off the top of my head when their next meeting is, but I'm hopeful that we should know by their next meeting, but that is that's up to their discretion as far as I know. Yeah, so we should be at 9. And yes, currently 2 applicants in right now. So if they feel one of those is a good fit, then hopefully we'll have another member soon.
How many vacancies do we have?
We have just 1. So there should be 9 EAC members, but we have just 8 right now. Joe is not present at this meeting, but we do have 1 other member. Well, is there anything else that we might have missed, or I didn't think to put on the agenda, that anyone thinks is important to bring up?
Stephen, I was going to share real quick, again, from the Bee City Group. Their big event they're promoting to wrap up the year is the free film showing of My Garden of 1,000 Bees on Blue Ridge College campus, October 20th at 6:30. And I think there's going to be a little reception, free snacks before, and we need to get the word out, invite folks to attend, and fill up the auditorium if we can. I think it's supposed to be some really great camera work with the insects and the motions of a whole colony.
Would you tell me that date again? I was just going to write it down. Sorry.
I'm trying to wait for a pause. October 20th at 6:30, Blue Ridge Community College campus. I'll send y'all a flyer.
Awesome. Thank you. Great. Anything else?
Just about our next meeting. Did I hear that our next meeting would be December 1st?
Let me just double check. I'll pull up the website really quick. Great.
And do we usually meet at this time, like 3:00?
Yes, 3:00.
3:00. Okay.
Yes, December 1st at 3:00. You got it.
Okay.
Neil.
Personal request, folks. Between now and the end of the year, the Hendersonville City Planning Board will be taking up zoning legislation that would address trees and light pollution. Probably light pollution in November, trees in December. If you have any thoughts whatsoever, things you'd like to see done or not done, drop me an email. And let's see what we can get involved there and maybe set an example for the rest of the county. But, more trees, fewer trees, what kinds of trees, and get rid of lighting the sky, folks. Thank you for letting me get on my high horse.
Thank you. All right. Well, unless there's anything else, I suppose we can adjourn this meeting. Any last thoughts? No. We're good. All right. Well, thank you all. Thanks for bearing with me.
Thank you.
My first one.
Good job, Amy.
Good job, Amy. Well done.